Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Why is DJ Matt Valdez playing Suicide is Painless, the theme for MASH? Because we're in the Junkies War Room. That's why. Because the NFL draft is less than 12 hours away from kicking off in Green Bay. So we're going to crunch the numbers. We're going to run a mock draft all the way up through pick 28.
By the way.
And then we're going to figure out who pick number 29 is going to be. Because we're going to make it.
If they stick and they make their pick at 29, or even if they make a move, probably won't happen until about their time. What is that going to be, about 10 o'clock?
It's going to be late because in the first round, teams have 10 minutes between picks.
Yeah, and they most teams pretty much use them.
I mean, almost always the teams milk the time.
They just sit there and soak it in.
Why would they rush it? Like they want to try to get deals done or move up, move back.
But that could be like 10 minutes times 30. That could be like 300 minutes.
Yeah, it could be a while. It could be late tonight.
It could be like 11 o'clock.
Jace is probably going to miss the pick.
You're not even.
He's going to wake up at 3 a.m. and find out what happened with
the pick. Are you not intrigued? Like, when are you going to punch out?
When I get tired, when I can't keep my eyes open.
Then you just punch out.
Yeah, I mean, because especially if they trade. I mean, I'll probably stay up for the Niners pick. They pick it
11?
11 or 12.
I think it's 11. I'll double check. I'll pull
it. But I don't know.
Right,
I mean,
now.
If I might get too tired and might have to bail before that. I'll record it and watch it in the morning.
Right. Will you. Well, I know you like to go in your bed.
Niners pick 11, Cowboys pick 12.
You like to watch TV from your bed and you fall asleep starting at 7.
Yeah.
Do you have your laptop with you when you do that?
Yeah, I got it right next to me.
So you do. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
there's no way I can stay up till 11. How bitter will you be if you stay up till 11 and they trade out?
I still need to be involved. I have to be. I'm part of the team.
So I have to introduce the listeners and or viewers to the Junkies War Room.
All right.
Sitting to my right is E.B. Peters.
Okay.
He's the general manager of the team.
I deserve that title.
Right here, Cakes Quinn, the head coach. Now, I'm not the ultimate decision maker, but I have a big voice in the room.
All right.
Sitting across from me, the director of college scouting. I've forgotten his name.
Tim Gribble. Come on, man.
Jason Gribble.
All right.
That's your brain trust. That's going to put it. We're going to put our heads together. We're going to fight. We're going to argue. We're going to stump for our guys, figure out who's left. And we're not going to wimp out and trade out of the pick.
No. We're making a pick.
We're going to put them right on the table and we're going to make our pick.
We're making a pick.
That's what we're going to do.
All right. So, Drab, so you walk us through this. You're going to use PFF's tool. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's printing it right now.
Okay. Oh, you're actually printing it.
So we're going to see it right in front of us.
Oh, yeah, we need that data right in front of us.
Oh, I thought we were going to do it right as we go. Okay, that's fine. So to explain what he's doing, Valdez. He's printing it out?
Yeah, he's printing it out so you see what all the other teams have picked, and then you guys will see the prospects that are left on the board, and then as you're role-playing, you're advocating for what prospect you think fits the team best.
Right. I'm actually butt size for this.
So we
will be there. AI will, can you imagine
there'll be some headbutting and battling going on.
Can you imagine the actual, you know, Gribbles and Peters and Quinn and, you know, what they're doing right now, what they're talking about, what their board looks like?
Well, they're just they're you know, playing out Sims. They're like, okay, if these three guys are left,
100% what they're doing.
Which one are we going to go with? Yeah. It's basically what we're going to do here. It's what just, they've been doing it for months.
I like to think
they've been doing it every day for months.
Yeah, so, I like to think a war room. The guys are just screaming at each other.
That's what you'd like to think, but I would assume because they've done this for months leading up to tonight that it's just going to go relatively smoothly.
We see these. They have cameras in all these war rooms. They're relatively calm.
I like the uncut footage.
And by the way,
kind of like a Girls Gone Wild tape.
I heard through the grapevine. Yeah. Don't the Commanders have a new and improved war room?
All right,
for the draft.
So what does that mean? Because
I think last year's we looked at it and the aesthetics of it were like,
it was kind of bland.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
They should just do it at Cliff Kingsbury's house.
Yeah, should do it at his baller pad.
Remember how out in sweet Arizona. That was?
Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury didn't make it into the room. I guess he just doesn't rank very highly.
Wow.
He's a grunt.
Is that what it is? Yeah. He has no real voice in player personnel.
So where are they doing it from? Do you know?
I assume it's in Ashburn somewhere.
It's in Ashburn at Redskins Park. They just dressed it up silly.
Yeah, they made it nicer from what I've heard.
A lot of electronics in there. I
don't know. We'll see tonight.
It definitely has to be catered too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. They're not cooking grilled cheese in the
brown bagging in the break on draft room. Night.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it's a quality organization.
I should find
now.
Out
like
from
it's
my
it's being taken care of.
All right. So now Drabby's handing us PFF's mock draft. It's just hot off the presses. So Cakes, I'll have you make every pick.
Well, we'll have to go off your board, of course, because you were the guy running the entire draft.
All right.
Hold on.
I can't read the top of these. Looks like they took my guys. Eric. All right, ready? Cakes, you want to read them or you want me to read them?
Are we reading leading up?
Yeah, I think we got to let people know who's been selected.
All right. I mean, we'll just go from the top all the way through 28. We'll try to rip through it as quickly as we can. Cam Ward goes number one, as everybody expects, to the Titans. Travis Hunter goes two. Abdul Carter, the Penn State edge rusher,
pretty standard.
Goes three to the Giants.
Yeah,
Will Campbell comes off the board, even though he has arms like this, and it's hard to block people when you have T-Rex arms.
You
for the Patriots.
Can you bet on those top four?
Yes.
Going one through, because I bet that'll happen.
100%.
You could. Yeah.
I bet that'll happen.
I mean, those are the overwhelming favorites.
This
in those
is where
slots.
It gets dicey for me.
So Mason Graham goes off the board from Michigan to the Jags at five. Ashton Jeanty goes six to the Raiders. They take the explosive playmaker out of Boise State. Tet McMillan, Drab T-shirt hates him because he went to Arizona and
first
he's
first receiver
Sun Devil.
Off the board, gone.
He goes to the Jets at seven.
He gone.
Tyler Warren goes top 10.
Wow.
He goes eighth overall to the Panthers. Jalen Walker, the linebacker out of Georgia, goes nine. Rounding out the top 10 to the Bears, they go offensive line to protect Caleb Williams. Armand Membu goes number 10. All right, 11. Jason, your Niners get an edge rusher out of Georgia, Mikel Williams.
Yeah, they definitely need an edge.
Cowboys stay in state by drafting a huge offensive lineman out of Texas, Kelvin Banks Jr.
Right.
Jihad Campbell goes 13 to the Dolphins. Colston Loveland, 14th, tight end out of Michigan, goes to the Colts. Another weapon for Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones. At 15, the Falcons go defense, Jedi Barron, corner out of Texas.
Mm.
I don't have the 16th pick because it was cut off, so if somebody can help me with that.
Will Johnson, cornerback,
Will Johnson,
Michigan.
Okay, the cornerback, he goes 16th. 17th, edge rusher. I know that this guy's been high on our
been
board.
High, he's high on my board.
Donovan Ezeraku goes 17th to the Bengals. Now, maybe that frees up a Trey Hendrickson trade.
Mm.
They bring in a pass rusher. Maybe they deal Hendrickson on draft night. Yet to be seen. Derek Harmon, defensive lineman, goes 18th. From Oregon to the Drab Hawks. Mike Green, the pass rusher out of Marshall, goes 19 to the Bucks.
All right.
So that's another guy that
so far,
we've been hoping would drop down to us at 29, but we're going to have to go in another direction. We're into the 20s now. Kenneth Grant, defensive lineman from Michigan, goes to the Broncos. Shedeur Sanders goes 21 to the Steelers.
Makes all sense in the world.
The Chargers upgrade their offensive line. Here are back-to-back Buckeyes in this draft. Josh Simmons goes to the Chargers at 22. Emeka Egbuka, the wideout, like who we would have liked to see opposite Terry McLaurin, he goes 23rd to the Pack. Another guy the Commanders like, Omarion Hampton, goes off the board 24 overall to the Vikings. Luther Burden III, the burner out of Mizzou.
He goes
25th to the Texans. And here are the three picks leading up to our pick. Shamar Stewart, pass rusher out of Texas A&M, goes 26 to the Rams. The Ravens take, this will make Valdez very happy, Nick Amonwori, the stud safety out of South Carolina. And right before the Commanders pick, Malachi Starks, a guy that would have looked good in a Commanders uniform, patrolling the defensive backfield, goes 28th to the Detroit Lions. So now we have to go to
10 minutes.
We got best player available. Now we've got to butt heads and figure out who the Commanders pick. We're officially on the clock. Right now.
All right. Look, I'm just going to get out there right now and say it. All right. And I know this is going to be a controversial pick if we make it because of the off the field concerns. I don't think you can pass on James Pierce Jr. here. We need an edge. We need an edge rusher. We need some help on at that position. We need a spectacular athlete. Okay, he was arrested for speeding and having a suspended license, and he was a little disrespectful to the cops. But I think that now James Pierce knows that that talk is out there, that he's got maturity issues. I don't think we can pass on him.
Quinn is going to have to push back here.
I think he's too good to pass at 29.
I don't think that guy fits into the Commanders' brotherhood and fellowship and culture that I've worked so hard.
I think it's worth the risk. He's 6'5". He's fast. He runs a 4.4. He was 2-time SEC Defensive Player of the Year, back-to-back years. He's a spectacular athlete. He's got unbelievable burst. I think he would do immediate damage on our line. I think we can fix him mentally and with the maturity. I'm just throwing it out.
Now, I like the leadership that I've cobbled together in this room. I like having Bobby Wagner here. I like having Zach Ertz here. I like guys like Austin Eckler. Jaden Daniels, even though he's only in his second year, a young, unquestioned leader of our team.
What's the downside? The only downside to him is character, as far as you're concerned?
I mean, that's just the word on the street. But, you know, from the people we've talked to, that I've talked to, he has matured a lot in the last 2 years.
I see the comp. CBS Sports has comped him to Randy Gregory. Wild comp. That's a talented guy, but a guy who's also had a lot of issues.
Correct. But I think that those issues are going to be behind him. I think I've seen some mocks where he was going 8 overall.
I mean, that's very
high. Obviously, a lot of these teams are worried about the maturity issue. But, man, I just think he's worth it because his talent on the field is really, really good.
All right. Coach Cakes Quinn has got to jump in here. I've got a stump for guy.
I'm only the director of college scouting.
And yeah,
guys got to make the decision.
I'll be honest. You're kind of a lesser voice in the room. Let's be honest.
You're right. Tim Gribble. One knows who Tim Gribble is. I
mean, you have input, but let's be honest. There's more input on this side of the table. These are the power
brokers
over here.
But he's way more plugged in than you.
He's very
plugged in. You're a figurehead.
I understand. Yeah.
He's got all the data. He's watched all the tape.
You didn't see James Pierce Jr. play one snap this year.
this is true.
You didn't see him play one, until after the season.
I
saw him play every single week.
I'm relying on your college scouting and intel and your staff to disseminate that information over here to me. All right.
That's
I'm going to stump
opinion.
For my guy, okay, to GM E.B. Peters sitting to my right. Look, we need playmakers. We need explosive guys on the offense. And even though I'm a defensive guy,
I know where you're going.
That you need to score in the NFL in 2025 and beyond to have a chance. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to surround our young, stud, second-year quarterback with another weapon. How about a guy that runs a 4.29 40, and we're going to line him up opposite Terry McLaurin? He's going to learn from one of the best. Terry McLaurin is our guy. We all love him. EB wants him to be his son-in-law. Mm-hmm. He wants to break up with his wife he just married
right.
and marry into the Bickle family.
Yes.
It's not happening. But here's what should be happening. The Commanders should draft Matthew Golden, wide receiver out of Texas, to help.
Give me his numbers. Give me his numbers in his last year.
Well, he runs a 4.29 40.
I like that. Yeah. I like
at
that.
The combine. He's
an explosive
athlete.
Is he just a combine
athlete.
Freak? How much production
you know
did he have?
You're going to have to go to our director of college scouting to get all the numbers. I'm more of a tingle guy.
Give me his production.
Hold on. Why
I don't want just a combine freak. I want his production.
Why are you a tingle guy?
Because I'm the head coach. You're the analytical guy. I'm the tingle guy.
Right.
And this is the guy that I'm going to stand on the table for.
But
Matthew Golden should be the pick at 29.
Because he's like the next like.
Do you feel like
type.
That was the weakness of our team, or was defense the weakness of our team?
Defense is a weakness. No doubt about it. And we're going to address that in other portions of the draft. Because not to tip our hand too much,
but we're trading back from 61.
We're making this pick at 29, but we're moving
off
61.
Jason,
he was last year. He played 1 year at Texas
because
he transferred in from Houston.
Okay.
He didn't have a ton of catches, not even 60. He's had about 57, 58 catches.
Yeah.
Didn't have 1,000 yards, but had 9 touchdowns. But
right.
Texas had a lot of weapons
right.
that Quinn Ewers could go to.
Is he the fastest receiver on the board?
Let me see.
I believe he's the fastest guy remaining on this board that I'm looking at.
4.29.
I mean, that's
darn
a blazing
fast.
Speed.
How tall is he?
Give me about 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
6 feet tall.
He's not overly physical, but he can get behind the defense and
all
catch
right.
long
I'm
touchdowns.
I'm gonna stump. And
sometimes,
then we can just
sometimes he doesn't go 100% on every play. I'm just gonna tell you that right
we'll
now.
We'll take care of that. Don't worry. Cliff Kingsbury and the coaches that we've
flag.
Got that covered.
What does he go hard on every play?
Yep.
I don't love that.
Sometimes he's a little nonchalant.
And I don't feel like he has.
But I think James Pierce Jr., he goes 100% on every play.
Well, I'm right, also going to argue that Matthew Golden has not been pulled over for driving 100 miles per hour and was not trying to get into a fight with police officers.
It was 62 and a 35. It wasn't 100. All right. And he did have a suspended license. But I think he's getting past that because he knows that everyone's questioning his head. But I think he's a good guy, and I think James Pierce Jr. could be more of an impact player than you think.
What did he say to you when you conducted the interview, Jason?
He said, I'm a good person.
And you just believe him?
He says, I'm a good guy. I've made mistakes in the past.
What about his high school teammate said he was the craziest person he's ever encountered?
Yeah, but you know what? On the field, I don't mind that.
Kind of like crazy on the field. Well, I kind of like crazy on the field.
I like crazy on the field, but can you keep it on the field?
Can you keep it
between the lines?
Did he give you that $100 bill you taped at the back of the notebook or back of the playbook?
That's always a great bit.
All right, I'm going to stump for an obvious need here. I'm intrigued by Cakes's, by Golden, the 4.29, that kind of speed.
As you should be.
I'm intrigued by that. Add to the defense by making your offense better. But I think there's an obvious hole here defensively that we haven't talked about yet, and that's at corner. I don't love the Lattimore deal. I think that's a disaster waiting to happen.
So you're admitting you got that wrong?
I think that we got that wrong. I think that was a swing.
You
and a
got
miss.
That wrong.
I think I got bad advice from my, from my other guys.
No, you can't pass the buck like that.
I think I got bad advice.
That's not the commander way. You got to own
sold
your mistakes.
A bill of goods. I didn't know how banged up he really is.
You bought a lemon.
He's a big talker. He's a big hitter. He's a grabby guy, but his best days are behind him. So I need to upgrade at corner. I kind of like. Just when you look at it, just from on paper, Trey Amos, Cakes, 6'1", 195 pounds, runs a 4.44 40, big guy. People have him ranked right around 15, 16 overall. I think he could really upgrade our secondary, especially if Lattimore. I think he's a plug and play guy. You can play him right away. He led the team with 13 pass breakups last year. Had the team lead in interceptions, started all 13 games, transferred from Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think we can ignore the corner situation. I'm not saying 100% he's the guy we got to go for, but I'm saying We need a corner, and I like his. I like him as a possibility there.
You like his moxie.
I like his makeup. I like him as a possibility there. All right, I could be sold though. I don't know. People, we might want to open up. You want to open the lines? People could stump for one of our three.
Do you want?
Yeah, they could, like some associate scouts out there, prospective scouts.
Who are they? Sold? But I think you got to kind of basically stick with who we're pushing.
Sure, that works. 800-636-1067. You can give us your lean, and then the pick will be in, and we'll reveal the pick when we come back here on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Welcome back to the Junkies War Room. We are very far from a consensus at this point. We've got the director of college scouting. He's desperate to pick James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee, the edge rusher.
He's rated highest on our board out of all the three we talked about. We have him ranked 17th overall. Mm-hmm. We've got Golden ranked 21 and Amos ranked 26.
Can I see these printouts?
No, that's private.
You keep it those very close.
I'm keeping that private from the GM and the head coach.
You're not going to share that information with the two key decision makers in your organization?
Sorry, I can't do it.
I'm sensing some shenanigans over here.
All right, let's bang out a few calls here. If you want to chime in.
Slightly.
Jason's lobbying for James Pierce. Cakes is lobbying for Matthew Golden, the receiver.
And I'm a defensive guy. The defensive guy, and I want an offensive player. Kind of weird, right? Kind of crazy.
I'm kind of lobbying for Trey Amos from Ole Miss. I'm not a hardcore Trey Amos guy, but I just feel like that corner position is very much in need. And I like the fact that he's got some size to him and he's twitchy. I like that.
I'll just say this. Remember what they were saying. All right. We'll just take some calls.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Bethesda. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Who do you want us to select here?
Man, hey, guys. Who he reminds me of, even though the style's different, but taking plays off, is Josh Doctson. You got to stay far away from that guy. Out of those three, I would take Pierce. But I like running back. I'd like to add a dynamic running back. Give me a Devin Neal from Kansas.
Yeah, but we can't take him at 29.
Too much of a reach.
Trevion Henderson is still on the board.
Trevion Henderson's still on the board. We have Henderson rated ahead of Neal.
But even with Henderson, nobody really sees him as an every down back, right?
That's correct.
Correct.
I don't know if we could take that. We have that luxury to take that in the first round.
But last time I checked, GM, you don't have any RBs signed after this upcoming season.
So they're all on one-year deals.
There's a lot of potential flux in that room.
He's working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Let's go to Jay. In Poolsville. Jay, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to lobby for your guy. Jay.
Yeah, fellas. I'm going with the director of scouting, Jason, because Fred Smoot put it best on the B. Mitch show when he said, it's always great to have your Dale Greens on the team, but you're always going to need a Dexter Manley.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about, off field, on the field, but when you get on the field, superstars. So I'm with Jason, man.
I'll just say this to Coach DQ and Adam over there across the table. Remember what they were saying about Michael Parsons coming out and why he slipped in the draft.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because he would get in fights in the locker room with teammates, right?
Are you telling me he's a Micah Parsons talent?
He's pretty close. Pretty close.
Like, how close? I didn't even know exactly how close.
You know what?
How Micah Parsons and Jason is he?
Let's draft. He's a little. He's a lot bigger.
Let's draft him and find out.
Let's draft him and find out.
I don't know if that. Sell me.
He's 6'5", almost 6'6". But he athletically, I think he's not as quick as Micah, but he's pretty damn quick for his size.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Let's go to Don. Is it Don? Is he calling back twice? Don from Kensington?
I could be.
Don.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
What's up?
You calling back twice?
No, I didn't call twice.
Oh, okay.
More than one Don in Kensington.
We had another guy from Kensington call. What's up?
Oh, I'm with Mr. Bishop here. I think that the Pierce Jr. pick is a value pick at late in the round. My second pick would be Mike Green out of Marshall.
He's already gone.
Yeah, he was already drafted.
Already gone. He went like 10.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take
Tampa took him.
I'll take Pierce Jr. then. I agree
with Mr.
Bishop.
Actually, he went 19. Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, your West Coast regional scout Matt Valdez finally came into the war room.
Oh,
I'm running a little late.
Okay, good. You caught a red eye from somewhere.
Yeah, I caught a red eye. Doing a lot of scouting.
Yeah.
And you know who caught my eye? It's not sexy.
Okay.
But I think he might be one of the best players in the draft. We need offensive line help. We need to keep Jaden upright. What about Gray Zabel out of that pipeline, North Dakota State? Played 4 of the 5 positions on the line. He shined in the Senior Bowl. I love him. He's fallen all the way to 29.
Our guy that we just had on from CBS, that's who he had in his mind.
Ryan Wilson. Yeah,
Ryan Wilson.
That's who he had. That's who he had the Commanders selecting.
Man, that's not sexy.
Get that big ugly to protect Jaden.
Right.
All right, I'll see you guys out on the West Coast.
All right, he can be dispatched from the war.
We just promoted him.
Oh, he just got promoted?
Yeah, we promoted him.
Before or after
he was an assistant before, and okay.
Now I'm director of West Coast Scouting.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got an intern over there in the corner. His name's Mike Marr. Mike, what are you thinking here?
Everyone in the NFL these days are focused on run the ball. We saw what the Eagles did in the conference championship. Air that bitch out. We're getting Matthew Golden. Pair him up with Terry McLaurin. That's a duo for the next decade.
Hey, you're about to be elevated to a quality control assistant on my staff. This is my guy.
Terry McLaurin's going to be there another 10 years? Would you just fall off the bed and hit your head?
Maybe. No, we'll see. I mean, he's doing the hyperbolic chambers and stuff. Longevity.
Hyperbaric.
Okay, hyperbolic.
Same difference.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm just hoping.
Again, remember Radford.
I'm hoping GM.
Makes your pick look a little worse.
I'm just hoping.
Hey, remember, driving clears his mind.
Quite yet. There might be a few more hurdles for you.
I got to go get my master's.
I'm just hoping GM Eric Peters isn't going to sign Terry McLaurin to a 10-year deal. Because I believe he's 28 years old. Yeah. Let's keep it in the neighborhood of a 4 to 5 year
four
type
five.
Of deal.
I could see it playing 5 more years. Okay. Easy. Quality
let's
5 years.
Let's just go with that.
All right, Drabby, you care to chime in? Do you have
Drab Kingsbury, please. Yeah. Similar looks. Brilliant minds.
Yeah.
Real secretly running the whole show.
Yeah. Offensively, brilliant.
Look, my prize possession, the quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is special in my eyes. And elite, and we got to protect him. We got to take some of the pressure off him. We can't be having him running every single play. We got somebody who can move the chains. We need an every down back, somebody who can run the ball, catch the ball out of the backfield. It's a little high, but I'm going to take Cam Scataboo.
Scats.
Okay. I believe personal bias creeping in.
You'll see.
Our department has Scats as a late third round pick.
Yeah,
just FYI.
I mean, that is a preposterous pick by Coach Kingsbury. Somebody needs to escort him out of the room immediately.
I'll see you guys later.
Do you think that teams do fall in love with guys that then know they're going to get like the fourth round, and so they avoid a position because they know they love a Cam Scataboo?
That,
and they
that
think
could
they can
be
get
part
that,
of yeah. it. Sure.
Do you think that happens?
Yeah.
Do you think the people in the war room hold grudges against their coworkers? Because they like
if
somebody.
One guy likes
yeah.
Another, yeah.
Well, you know they
and then you go, hey, remember when you liked that one bus and I like this guy?
Right. Yeah, they probably hold it over their heads.
I wonder if they root against that guy if they didn't really like him.
Yeah, the guy they pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? All right, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to make
well,
our selection.
Well, you are the GM.
I've gotten all of the
you've gotten all,
you got
the, input.
The,
all the advice,
yeah.
All the input from everyone. I've crunched all the numbers. I've watched exhaustive tape. So much college football, I want to puke.
Where's Roger? We need Roger to read it.
Do you have the music? Do you have I think the pick is in. Finally, it's been a long 10 minutes.
At number 29, the Washington Commanders select.
You sold me, Jason. Jay Pierce. Let's
bring
go.
Him in. Bring
I
him
can't
in.
Turn down the talent. It's a huge need. We need to pass rush. I
shake
wanted
hands,
to go
shake
corner.
Everybody clap.
Oh, yeah. Right, high five.
Wasn't exactly my guy. Wasn't my guy, but we'll live with it.
Yes. I mean, let's get the jersey. Hold the jersey up.
Well, you basically said he's Micah Parsons Jr. I said, all right, we got to go.
Hey.
Now, director of college scouting.
The over-under on off-the-field arrests,
yeah, I don't
I'm going to set it at 1.5.
Now, when he speeds through your neighborhood at 60 miles an hour and runs you over on the sidewalk, I told you so.
Okay, you're right.
I like it, though.
I'm willing
like
to take a chance.
I got to bet on talent. I got to bet on talent, and I got enough character guys in here that we can mold them. We'll have him hang out with Jaden's mom. She'll lock him down.
He's really
going to
test the brotherhood. Yeah, James Pierce Jr.
Is Jaden's mommy going to be in the war room tonight?
Yes. She's going to be in there. We're going to consult with her.
We're
going to try to tighten this guy's game up off the field. But on the field, we love him.
BT Dubs, if you look at some of the odds on position players most likely to be drafted by each team,
mm-hmm.
right now for the Commanders – by the way, I'm now Jason Bishop, not Jason
yes,
Gribble.
Yes, you've morphed back.
at plus 170, edge rusher is the leading position.
Ooh.
Corner is plus 340. Wide receiver is plus 1,000.
Oh,
so FanDuel doesn't think there's a chance they're taking a receiver.
There's always a chance.
Of course. I'm just telling you what they say.
You might have to pool our money together and bet on a wideout being picked at 29.
Let's do it.
I mean, it's a four-figure payout.
It is.
Love that.
FanDuel did add a draft parlay that we've been tinkering with here in this other room.
Did?
Some big payouts.
Whoa.
Oh, let's talk
about
that. All right,
you know what? Let's explore that when we come back. We'll try to hit it big with a draft parlay on an Open Line Thursday here on the Junks. You can go to
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Twitter and vote on the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is just 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and a convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores or grocery stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is, if all three of the players we discussed are on the board, which one should the Commanders draft? James Pierce Jr., which the Junkies War Room wound up selecting, Matthew Golden, or Trey Amos? Those are your choices. So go vote. Be democratic, all right? Participate in the process.
All right, so what was this the draft parlay that you guys looked at on
Facebook? Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'd like to make a big killing like Mike Marr did yesterday with his bet.
So they added, if you go to, and look, if you're in Virginia, you're out of luck. I'm sorry. But you got to be in D.C. or Maryland. Virginia doesn't let you have fun bets.
Okay, Virginia. Virginia's anti-fun.
Virginia only lets you bet on games.
Games,
yeah. Okay. You can't bet on, like, draft.
You can't bet on player props?
Well, you can't bet on player props, but only in-game action.
Okay.
So drafts you can't bet on.
Okay.
I don't know. Season awards you can't bet on. Things like that.
Why has Virginia got to be a stick in the mud? What's going on there?
They're no fun. Yeah. So they have a bunch of different options. Do any of these things intrigue you guys? Any of these categories? First quarterback drafted outside of Cam Ward. First running back drafted outside of Jenty. First wide receiver drafted, not including Travis Hunter.
Okay.
First tight end drafted.
Well, I mean, is that outside of?
Nope. Loveland is plus 320 to be the first tight end drafted tonight.
What about Warren? What's his number? It's got to be huge.
Minus
fade.
600.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely going to go first. Are you willing to lay -600?
And then you can do some of these, say, to be a first-round draft pick. This is what we concocted in this dumb room.
Okay, I'd like to hear this mix.
Yeah, our war room.
We came up with, yes.
We selected Matthew Golden, first wide receiver drafted, not including Travis Hunter. Okay. That's plus 300.
So he'd be the second wide out off the board, okay.
We were intrigued with what Ben Volin said at 7:30 this morning, that the Steelers could be interested in Jalen Milroe. So first QB drafted, not named Cam Ward. Milroe plus 1,000. We think Shador's going to tumble. And this is Valdez's play that will surely wreck our parlay. But he says Jalen Noel is going to be the a first-round draft pick wide receiver out of Iowa State. That's plus 3,500. All together, the three of those together, $11 pays $17,400.
Oh my God. I mean, that's so laughable. I mean, it's worth doing. Just just the grass, but you just know you're punting $11.
But you guys give me something, I'll put it in for you. You guys are.
Yeah, you got a hot. What's your hot?
Yeah, what's your hot take?
So you've got Golden going ahead of McMillan.
Yes, there's a lot of mocks that have Golden going to the Cowboys at 12.
I mean, I just saw a mock that had. Now again, there are a million mock drafts.
Everyone has a mock.
Trash. They're almost all trash. I saw a mock that had Tet McMillan going 5 to the Jaguars. I mean,
I see him going a lot to the Panthers at 8.
Okay. Like every mock that I've seen has the Panthers taking, is it Jalen Walker out of Georgia? Like he gets mocked there all the time.
Let's see where. Sorry, so I just pulled up. Hold on. Peter Schrager released his final mock. Okay. He's got Loveland going number 10 to the Colts.
Okay.
But he's got Tyler Warren going 7 to the Jets.
Is there a trade there? Because the Colts pick 14.
I guess he's got them. He's got them moving up.
Okay.
To get him. He's got McMillan going 19 to Tampa.
I can say this with certainty.
He's got Golden going 23 to the Packers. So not that far back.
You guys want to put Loveland to be a top 10 pick? It's plus 600.
I mean, are there going to be two top
tight ends in the top 10?
Tight ends taken in the top 10?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. And who was the other one you were talking about?
Jalen Milroe. First QB outside.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have him in the first round. He's got Pierce going 31 to the Chiefs.
I think I can speak for everybody. I'm happy that mock draft season is officially over.
And I'm tired of talking about it.
It's gonna clear a lot of bandwidth off of my computer.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen so many mocks. My stupid brain is spinning.
Cakes can't wait for Mystic season to begin.
I mean, where did that come
from?
Well,
I mean, what's better than talking about the NFL draft? I love the anticipation of it.
I like the anticipation too, but at some point, don't you get a little sick of it?
I think this.
You don't want the real thing?
I told you this is one of the best days of the year. The mock drafts, the lead up tonight. I told you I'm not watching Caps tomorrow, especially now that they have a 2-0 lead.
How dare you?
I'm locked in.
How dare you?
He will. He'll watch.
But it does take a little of the urgency out of it.
They'll be on my tiny phone across
the room.
That's fine.
They should at least get the at least the small screen. The fact that you're trying to put it out there that you're not going to watch the Caps, you're kind of offending me. It's offensive.
I love the Caps. It's not more important to me than the NFL draft.
Okay. That's a personal preference. I understand. But at least give them a small screen. Just the idea that you were just going to punt the Caps entirely.
Trav's giving Gakes the face.
He's got to give me the face.
He's wrecking you.
I'll have the Monumental app on my phone playing it.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're at least giving him a little bit of love. Hopefully you watch him go 3-0 on Montreal tomorrow.
You might be able to combine the ratings of every NHL game this season, put them all together, and it won't reach the NFL draft.
This is an unsubstantiated just shot. This is unnecessary. It's gratuitous.
Am I wrong, Valdez?
Is Drab role-playing JP?
are you channeling JP?
I'm the only one that likes the NFL draft.
I love it.
NFL draft, too.
Commanders are going to have 100 picks tomorrow after they trade down tonight.
You're convinced?
I'll be
95%.
If I stay up until 11:15 and they go then they say the Commanders have traded their pick,
I could see that. I don't know if I would say 95%.
If they take 10 minutes between every pick, we could be up till midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buckle up. Well, get ready for it.
Does every team take the max time?
They kind of do. They kind of milk it.
Almost all.
Like the first pick should go boom. Cam Ward. They wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know why they would do that.
The Browns should actually just be on the clock right now.
Correct. But the teams, they like being in the spotlight. They like the attention dollars. They like all of the analysts talking about them, breaking them down.
Can you parlay Cam Ward going 1, Hunter going 2, Carter going 3, Campbell going 4? Can you parlay that?
Sure. Sure you can.
No, they don't let you do that.
They don't?
No.
Is that you not can in
bet
Virginia?
On those, you
just...
can bet on those individually.
Okay. But you can't.
They don't let you parlay everything.
But individually, they're outrageous odds.
Right.
Hey, guys, if you see something, say something. And I think we should possibly dip into our 401ks here.
All right.
I have a bet that I really, really like tonight.
Oh, man, he's got a tingle.
So you see something and you're saying something right now.
Yes, sir. All right. Over 2.5 quarterbacks taken in the first round tonight, minus 160. Just hear me out, Cakes.
Okay.
Cam Ward, he's a lock to go one,
that's
right?
One. Yeah.
And then you're hearing all these rumblings of, hey, are the Saints going to take Shadur? Are the Steelers going to take Shadur or Jalen Milroe? There's going to be a run at quarterbacks tonight, lock that at least three.
So there's going to be a run on quarterbacks in a bad quarterback class in the first round, is what you're telling us.
Well, time will tell if it's a bad class or not.
Liquidate our 401ks to bet on it. Partially.
Hey, Jason, will you book that? Book that.
Well, how many teams are desperate for a quarterback?
Desperate.
Like you can't even say the Giants because they have.
Well, I mean, the Browns are desperate, but they're not going to take one in the first round.
Unless they trade up. Which is a lot of people think is what they're going to do.
Yeah, they could trade
almost
back.
Almost everybody thinks
they're
going to do that.
The Saints are kind of desperate, but, I mean, are they going to take one at 9?
Right. So those
Steelers are desperate, but who knows how they feel about those players. We have no idea.
Could be a little flyer here. I'll just also dribble this one in before the show's over. Shadur Sanders. Top 10 plus 330.
You know what this is? This is him flexing because he hit on his Caps pick last night. That's exactly what this is.
He's a Shadur-aholic.
You got betting muscles right now is what you got.
Flex your Rolex.
Flex my Apple Watch. Like 5 years old.
All right, what time are you guys all locking in, like just locking down? Are you going to wait till 7? Are you going to like be like at 4 or 5 o'clock, you'll be there and just start like sipping on something and getting snacks?
Gin and juice.
First of all, it starts at 8. You're going to be bitter if you think it starts at 7. Yeah. And you
no,
turn
but it's on my pregame.
Might not pick until 1 a.m.
No, I think it'll be over by.
It'll be before that.
11:30.
I gotta watch midnight. Cade Povich shovel in the nets.
Honestly, if it's going till midnight, I might not have to. Even though I'm part of the war room, I don't know if I can stay up.
You're the head of the war room.
Midnight.
Hey, you think they're taking their nappies in the war room?
Hey, the worst part is
that is ridiculous.
You could get to the pick, and then it gets traded, and they don't even pick on the first night.
I hope something crazy happens.
You mean like Mike Mars picks hitting like that crazy?
No, just with Washington. I hope something crazy.
Sure, it'd be
fun. It's kind of boring to trade out of the first and then, you know, grab a couple.
Even though it's good for the long term health of the franchise,
for the team, it is.
Yeah, I understand.
Tim Gribble wouldn't say that, but
no, he wouldn't.
Tim Bishop would.
Cakes Quinn would never say that.
Cakes Quinn would not say that.
Like they trade up for or they trade for Trey Hendrickson, trade their pick.
Now that's sexy. That moves things. Absolutely.
Anyway.
All right, so the NFL draft, it's here. It's less than 12 hours away. We'll be covering it all day here on 106.7. The Fan, B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next.